I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Superintendents across Connecticut have put together a document they say will help schools deal with student mental health issues. Their recommendations were influenced by the events that led up to the Newtown school shootings. The five-page document is titled Best Practice Considerations for Addressing Student Mental Health Issues.
It's a document that could be put into place in every school district in the state of Connecticut.
That's Joseph Arardi, Newtown's superintendent of schools, speaking at a recent State Board of Education meeting.
This is not about additional money. It's about reallocating resources and recognizing and taking responsibility for social, emotional learning and mental health issues.
The recommendations come directly from a lengthy report by the state's Office of the Child Advocate. The report found that Newtown schools continuously failed to provide adequate mental health support to Adam Lanza, the former student who went on a killing spree in 2012 after being homebound for several years. Kathy Veronese is superintendent of Region 13 schools. She helped put together the recommendations.
When we came together as a team, we just said, okay, what can we learn from this? And how can we examine this particular case within the context of mental health issues that we've seen with kids?
The recommendations include suggestions to help with early identification and risk assessments, as well as ways to build relationships with parents and the broader community. It stresses the importance of collaboration and partnerships with mental health service providers, hospitals, and various state and nonprofit agencies. The plan already has support from the Connecticut Association of Public School Superintendents. Newtown's Arardi hopes the State Department of Education will endorse the document, which he says could be a model for mental health support for schools across the country. David DeRoche, WNPR News.